It's The Record on KUOW, and I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Before the government shut down, the House of Representatives voted to cut $40 billion from the federal food stamp program. Senate Democrats and President Obama have vowed to block that plan, but the debate over food stamp funding has caused many who rely on food stamps to worry, particularly since no matter what Congress decides, some cuts to the program are going to be happening starting November 1st. One person affected by those cuts is Catherine Hernandez. She lives in Kent. She has a family of five, and they rely on food stamps. Catherine Hernandez, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hi.
So how long have you and your family relied on food stamps?
Well, our food stamps started September 10th. My husband was fired from his job on August 6th, so it's been about a month.
And tell us a little bit more about the circumstances. You say your husband was laid off?
Yes. He lost his job on the 6th, and I hadn't worked in over 8 years. I was actually pregnant with our third child at the time, and so it was hard to go in and say, we need help, you know, actually to admit that we needed help and to walk in and accept the help from the food stamp program.
And you and your family, Catherine, have three kids. What do you rely on the food stamps for?
So that we can feed them. We are both college educated, and we never really expected him to lose a job, especially since he was our breadwinner, so to speak. And he's been searching every day for a job, but it's just a matter of how do we pay our bills and feed our family? We shouldn't have to pick between the two. And I'm glad that there's a program there to help us out to feed our children. It's just, it's tough to know that they're going to take money away from that program.
And Congress, of course, is debating food stamps, but there's also these upcoming cuts that go into effect on November 1st. Do you know how you and your family are going to be affected when those cuts go into effect?
They did send a letter letting us know that they're going to cut some of the food money that we've been given. We do, because I have an infant now, we do get WIC, so we have a little bit more than just someone who is on food stamps alone. The WIC does help us. It's just the uncertainty of whether or not we will be able to feed our family the whole month to make that money last. I know a lot of recipes that I was taught when I was little to help stretch out our food budget, so that has helped. Especially this last month, it's been really rough to really have to budget our food money.
As you probably know, critics of the food stamp program say, look, there's other folks out there who really don't need this assistance. Do you personally know anybody like that who gets food stamps but really doesn't need them?
No, I don't. The thing is that I know that there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, everyone who's on food stamps, they're just lazy. We're not lazy. I don't know anyone who would accept this that is lazy and just wants to live off the dole. Like, that's not who we are, you know. I don't know anyone who would think, oh, that's great, you know, someone's just going to give me money and I won't have to work. And it's sad to think that people think that that's all people who get food stamps are. It's just lazy people. We're not lazy. We're hard workers. We just fell on hard times.
Catherine Hernandez, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
That's Catherine Hernandez telling us about how her family uses food stamps. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.
Before the government shut down, the House of Representatives voted to cut $40 billion from the food stamp program. That cut amounts to about 5% of the total food stamp program budget. The proposal now goes to a Senate House Conference Committee on the Farm Bill, but Senate Democrats and President Obama have vowed to block the House plan. The vote got us wondering how many people use food stamps in Washington State and who are they? We've been hearing from you all week about how you use food stamps and how they've affected your life. Here's what we heard from one listener.
It is absolutely vital to people who have no other option to them to get help through food stamps. These are not lazy people. These are people who have hit hard times or have special needs. I imagine there are some people who have milked the system, but for the small percentage that don't need it, there's a ton of people who do.
John Kemp is the administrator of the State Department of Social and Health Services Food Assistance Program that helps to administer the food stamp program in our state. John, thanks for talking to us today.
I'm glad to be here.
The federal government is partially closed, nearly 800,000 federal workers furloughed. And I noticed that the website for food stamps, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP website, is shut down today. Has the government, federal government shutdown affected your program?
The government shutdown has not largely affected the SNAP program operations for the month of October. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 funded benefits through the end of this month, so benefits are continuing unchanged this month, and we are taking new applications and administering the program as normal.
And then what happens at the end of this month?
That we're still waiting to find out. I'm very hopeful that Congress will reach an agreement and we'll have a budget that we can move forward with. But USDA has not committed funds for beyond November.
Now, the House voted to cut back food stamps by $40 billion, but it's doubtful that that will happen given that the Senate and President Obama have vowed to stop it. Are you running projections on what it might mean if the food stamp program gets cut by $40 billion for the people who use it here in Washington state?
We have looked at how that might change how SNAP benefits are, received in Washington. The more extreme House proposals are targeting specific policies, and it will not likely, change the amount of benefits households receive, but it's going to move some people out of eligibility, primarily, able-bodied adults who do not have dependent children in the household. And also some people who have higher incomes but still receive SNAP benefits because they have high shelter or medical costs.
Now, I understand more than a million people in our state are getting some kind of food assistance.
That's correct. In Washington, there's about 1.1 million people currently receiving SNAP benefits, and that's in about 597,000 households.
And this number has really jumped up quite a bit in recent years?
Quite a bit. Since the start of the recession in 2008, it was a significant increase. Before the economic downturn, there was about 582,000 people receiving benefits in July 2008. And, looking at today, it's 1.1 million.
John, do you know if that's just because more people became aware of the benefit and started to take it, or do more people qualify for the benefit? Why this giant jump?
Well, the program as designed expands and contracts along with economic conditions. So as earnings went down, more people became eligible for the program.
What do you have to do to qualify for food stamps?
You have to be income eligible, and here that is within 200% of the federal poverty rate. And for example, a family of three could have gross income of up to $3,256 a month, $3,256, and be within that income limit. But their monthly benefits vary based on what their income and their living expenses are. So they wouldn't necessarily receive that maximum benefit at that highest income level.
John Kemp, thank you so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Happy.
John Kemp, administrator of the Food Assistance Program at the State Department of Social and Health Services. They oversee the federal food stamp program, but there's also a state-funded program for food assistance. You're listening to The Record.